following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It's Bulldog Nation. Watch seniors Bella Ashlong, Madison Hayes, and Hallie Buford walk off the floor of the Murphy Center in 2024. There may have been some naysayers that felt like the Lady Dogs wouldn't be back on that court anytime soon. After all, the squad had just gone 22-11 and had lost in overtime of the state quarterfinals, and they had been led by the aforementioned Big Three, who all scored double figures in their final outing, combining for 76% of the scoring in that game. Who could fill the void? Who would rise to the occasion? Who would become the next wave of leaders? Well, those questions were answered in the form of the other players who scored in that game a year ago, Lacey Wicks, Ella Eads, and Baylor Walden, who have led the charge in 2025 while being joined by other returning talent and some young guns. After a long regular season and the recent postseason tournaments, the Lady Dogs have surprised the naysayers and poised themselves to return to the glass house. The only things that stand in the way are 32 minutes of game clock and the Copper Basin Lady Cougars. It's time. It's time. It's sub-state time.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Thermaline Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls' matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off. Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live on the H&H on the Equipment Parts pregame show, our 29th basketball broadcast of the 2025 season. We're here at Copper Basin High School, positioned in the southeast corner of Tennessee between Ducktown and Copper Hill, a stone's throw from both Georgia and North Carolina. I'll be joined soon by the man who's won 10 of these sectional round games, Clay County legend Joe Sims. With me right now is the man who's making his second overall appearance at this school, but his first in this gym, as the Horizon Sports Network checks off another of these Tennessee small school gymnasiums. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for the kind introduction. As always, Daniel, and you're right, we're here for what would be a record trip on the Horizon Sports Network, but like you said, we've been here before, just not in this gym, but it's our pleasure to follow this Lady Dog team wherever they go, especially when they have a chance to make it to back-to-back state tournaments, and that's what's on the line here tonight at Copper Basin.
Absolutely. Made the trip to Spencer last year, a nice win up at Van Buren County, trying to repeat that like they did in 21 and 22 to have some back-to-back trips.
It's a raucous atmosphere already at Copper Basin. First time they've ever hosted a sectional contest.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we'll talk to Coach Sims about that in a little bit and how it was back in 1992 when we first had won the region and done that. You know, there's nothing like it the first time that somebody hosts one of these, and they have turned out in droves here in Copper Basin.
They have. And once again, we're going old school again tonight with another audio-only broadcast due to TSSAA mandates, as Copper Basin is an NFHS school. But hey, here lately it's become how we roll, and we're proud to be here to bring this coverage to Bulldog Nation tonight.
Absolutely. You know, we don't care how it comes. We love it when the video is there. We're just proud to be here covering these young ladies and Coach Walker, even if it is audio only.
And we wouldn't be here and made this 3.5-hour-plus long trip without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank each and every one of them enough. They make it all happen, and a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, our presenting sponsor for this basketball season. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of this huge sectional matchup tonight. Up next, we'll talk about the Lady Dogs region title game, so stay with us for much more. The H&H Auto and Equipment Parts free game show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back here to Copper Basin High School for the girls state sectional tonight and the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we're going to get a preview of what will be inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. The Lady Dogs ran into a surging Clark Range team who earned the right to host their sectional tonight with a 57-32 defeat of Clay County in the region title game, where no Lady Bulldog reached double figures in the contest. Clay County scored just 8 points in the first half, trailed by 18 at the break, and never challenged the Lady Buffs down the stretch. The only spark the Lady Dogs had was 7 points from freshman Kalia Crawford off the bench in the third, while Baylor Walden and Allie Smith had six, Lacey Weeks and Claire Kendall five, and Ella Eads three in that ball game. Just one of those off nights for Clay County. Hopefully they can rebound big here on the road tonight.
Absolutely. You know, tonight's the one that matters. That one would have been nice, but the fourth meeting with Clark Range, and we know how difficult a thing that is. We was 3-0 against them going in. They certainly were a little bit more up for it because of those losses they had to us. A little more motivated, I would say.
I'd say you're exactly right. Of course, Clark Range got Van Buren. Also tonight, at home, is Clay County's here at Copper Basin. Folks, we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for girls' state sectionals here at Copper Basin on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Ash, Hawk, and Strong girls sectional update. 8 sectionals, 16 teams in the state of Tennessee going to get cut in half tonight on this Saturday night. Starting in the east, we've got North Greene taking on Midway, and Coalfield taking on UNACA up there representing Regions 1 and Regions 2. Any thoughts on those games, Coach?
I think Coalfield and North Greene will be the two winners out of those regions. I don't really think much about either one of them other than records and kind of history. You know, North Greene, historically, they're pretty good. Coalfield, from what I hear, they're pretty good this year. But now, who knows? I may be wrong, you know, but that's who I'd pick.
Of course, Coalfield, somebody who's done battle with Coach Rogers and Lady Buffaloes, they have beaten them at one point this year, so a little bit of familiarity with them. When we get into Regions 3 and 4, of course, obviously, we have this Clay County Copper Basin game that we'll be talking more about here in a few minutes. The other one going on the range, 22-11 Clark Range, hosting 25-6 Van Buren. Hard to go up to Clark Range and win.
It is. You know, I might think Van Buren would win if they was at third place, but it's awfully hard to go up there and win. You know, we know that more than anybody, so I just feel like Clark Range would probably get a win tonight.
If they play as well as they did at Livingston Academy in that region title game.
We talked about the other night. They really have turned it up the last three games. You know, against us in the semis, they didn't play very good. But now the next game against Gordonville in the consolation game, then against Pickett, then against us, they played really good.
That's true. They put together three really good ones. In West Tennessee, of course, don't often know as much about them, but we've got Moore County against McEwen, Wayne County against Richland, Greenfield against University School of Memphis, and Memphis Middle College against Dresden in those four sub-state games.
Yeah, those first two are actually Middle Tennessee games. Wayne County and who they play? Richland?
Got Moore and McEwen and then Wayne and Richland.
Okay, Wayne and Richland. This, from Wayne County's past couple, 3 years being in the state tournament, you know, I kind of got to go with them. They got a Miss Basketball finalist that'll probably win it this year. She signed with MTSU. But it wouldn't be a great upset if Richland pulled it out. And Moore County and McEwen, I'd probably go with Moore County on that one again. You know, they were in the state tournament last year, beat us in overtime, lost to Pickett in the finals. McEwen, you know, historically, they're a pretty good program, but I can't ever remember being in the state tournament, you know. So, I'd probably have to go with Moore County on that one.
Of course, we already know the matchups for Wednesday. This single-A girls state tournament gets started Wednesday morning at 9:30. It'll be the winner of Clark Range Van Buren against the winner of Memphis Middle College in Dresden. And then we will see the 11 o'clock tip, Moore County McEwen winner against the Coalfield Unaca winner. The 12:45 tip will be the Copper Basin Clay County winner against the Wayne County Richland winner. And the final one, the 2:15 game, will be the Greenfield University High School of Memphis winner against the North Green Midway winner. So, Coach Sims, provided Clay County could get a big road win today, likely going to be facing a strong Wayne County team on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll worry about that when the time comes.
Right.
That's what you say, you know. We just worry about tonight, you know. If we have to play them, we get beat, we've had a great year, you know. If we get beat tonight, we've had a great year.
Absolutely. I think this team already, many would say, have overachieved compared to a lot of their early season expectations. I know Coach Walker and the girls, obviously, always hungry for the next win, but very proud of them regardless. Folks, that has been the girls sectional update brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We know we are experiencing technical difficulties, always on the road with internet issue. We'll just call this thing and act like it's live because it very well may be on Mixler, or at least there will be a full version of it there when we get done. So we're going to act like we're live in everything that we do. And that means it's time on this H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show to go ahead and get into Tipsy's final take. Last word before tip-off, brought to us by Ollie's Place. Coach Sims, you won 10 of these sectional round games. Coach Walker has won a handful of them himself. He's 3-2 in this sectional round. A tough round of basketball. Everybody that's left is good. A long road trip. How can we get it done tonight?
Well, just do what we do. You know, hopefully we can go out here and play good solid defense and, you know, contain them, you know, not let them go completely off scoring. I mean, they're going to score some, but our key to us, though, we got to put the ball in the hole some tonight. You know,
yeah.
We can't come out and score 8 in the first half like we did against Clark Range the other night. I don't know what they play. I hadn't really talked to Matt a whole lot. I don't know if they're a man or a zone. Hopefully it's not a jump defense. You know, if they're playing man or zone, I think we can score some. But if they come out playing a triangle too like Clark Range did the other night, we may have a hard time again. But, you know, handle the ball, you know, don't turn it over a bunch of times. Hopefully we can get some turnovers and maybe get some stuff in transition. You know, he said they were a good rebounding team. We need to really get on the boards and block out. That's kind of, we haven't been rebounding good lately, I don't think, you know. But we need to tonight. We can't let them have a bunch of putbacks and expect to win.
We know it's going to be a loud, raucous crowd in this gym. How important are the first 4 minutes of this game for Clay County to come out, settle in, and not let the enthusiasm and momentum sweep them into a deficit to start?
Right, that would be good if we could come out and hit a few shots, you know, and not let them get the hooping and hollering and carrying on too bad. You know, I can remember in 92 the first time we got to host, and that was the most wild scene I'd ever been a part of.
Right.
You know, it was completely wild. Our fans, everybody's hooping and hollering and carrying on, but 6 o'clock, before the game started. And it just got worse as the game went. And well, we jumped on these, they pretty good. And, man, they did let them have it then. But that was a lot of fun that night.
Folks, that has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Folks, we're back here on this Section H on Equipment Parts pregame show, and it's time to wrap it up with the announcement of the Gone Country Cafe starting lineups. Copper Basin Lady Cougars, head coach Jeffrey Grimes, 17-8 record this year. They are the District 5 and Region 3 champions. They ride an 11-game win streak into this contest. Copper Basin, the home team, of course, wearing their white home jerseys. Red numerals on them. Starting four, Copper Basin. A junior number 10, Kendra Deal. Sophomore number 12, Chloe Ballou. Junior number 21, Alexis Height. Senior number 23, Zoe Green. And a junior number 33, Cora Kimsey. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Head coach Matt Walker, ninth season overall. 193 wins to 93 losses in his career. 16-14 record this season. They are the District 7 and Region 4 runner-up and ride a one-game losing streak into this contest. Starting for Clay County, junior number 10, Claire Kendall. Sophomore number 11, Helen Garrison. Junior number 12, Becker Walden. Senior number 22, Lacey Wicks. And the junior number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? I'm going to get this thing over on the scoreboard, guys. TWSWA mandated audio only streaming of this contest. It is on the NFHS network, courtesy of Copper Basin High School, being an NFHS member school. Clay County Dogman Tip leads, misses the layup, rebound. Lacey Wicks and the Lady Cougar, simultaneous possession, jump ball call.
Would have been a nice start, Coach.
Yeah, it would have.
Here we go. 7:55 mark up this first quarter. Clay County going to use full court man pressure. Lady Cougars worked at the hoop to our left in this first half of play. Class A state sectional. Clay County working the hoop to our right. Clay County wearing their black travel jerseys. Gold numerals on them trimmed and white. Copper Basin with the ball. Kendra Deal presses ahead to Kimsey. Kimsey's shot no good. Rebound down low by Copper Basin. Jump shot no good. Going to go off of bounds off of Clay County. And Lady Cougars will inbound, and there you have that home court advantage. Just a raucous cheer just for an out-of-bounds off of Clay County. And now an inbound play. Another shot no good by the Lady Cougars. Another rebound putback no good. Finally, Lacey Wicks pulls it out. Presses ahead to Helen Garrison. Garrison can put on the brakes right wing. Three-pointer up.
Yeah!
Clay County with our 83-9 sophomore, Halen Garrison, District 7 and Region 4 All-Tournament player, gets the first points of this contest. 7:20 to tick, and another takeaway. Ella Eads comes up with it, lost the handle, though. Kendra Deal recollects it. Deal with it, left corner, defended by Garrison, uses a screen. Hands it over there to Zoe Green. She's in the paint. Dishes off to a teammate. Now the leading scorer for the Lady Cougars, Alexis Hyatt, tries a reverse layup, no good. And a foul going to be called.
21.
Yeah, and good job by Lacey Wicks boxing out right there as they crash the boards over the top of it.
They're getting rebounds, though. We need to do a better job of getting on that defensive board.
Alexis Hyde called for the foul. Look at that throw. Banner Wild and inbounds it to Lacey Wicks.
Wow.
Wicks has fouled hard. She's going to go to the free throw line unfazed. Tough as a pine knot is the senior. Wicks in the line.
Who threw that ball, Ella?
Yeah, Baker.
Oh, Baker threw it.
Yeah, Baker threw it down there.
That was a great pass.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got the arm. We know that from softball.
Yeah, I just want to say we are having connectivity issues at times with Facebook right now as Wicks misses the first. We do have a live audio player at DelhollaHorizon.com/listen, which should bring you good clarity and service if you can't. If you do have trouble with a Facebook feed, Daniel.
Absolutely. Hits the second after missing the first. 4-9, and there's a travel. Coach Sims, the junior, Alexis Hyatt, the leading scorer, four copper base, and 18 points. The contest, she looks rattled.
I'd stay in their britches all night. They don't handle pressure real good.
When you get outside of District 7, it's a different world. Ella Eads with it left wing. Grabs top of the key. Now take away copper basin. Copper Basin with physical play. They're letting them go at it, Thomas, just like you like.
You didn't dribble once.
Deal on the inside move. Lay up good. 4-2. Copper Basin with their first points. Garrison on the inbound. Works against the junior Kinder deal. Garrison across the timeline. The sophomore with it. Top of the key. Drives to the free throw line. Kicks to Clark Kendall. Kendall circles out top. Drives inside. Bounce past the Wicks. Power dribble. Shot off a glass. No good. Rebound Core Kempsey. Kempsey now works off to the left for Copper Base and Clay County up 4-2. Kendra Dill under the hoop, shot off the bottom of the rim, no good, got her own rebound. And now they work it in to Alexis Hyde. Her shot blocked by the Eads. Eads with great defense. Walden picks up the loose ball. Clay County back in possession. Garrison thought about a deep three from right side, but Kendra Dill was there to make her change her mind. Claire Kendall with it now out top. Hands off to Wicks. Wicks to Eads. Juggle with it. Drives the right side of the lane. Spins in the paint. Shot is blocked by Alexis Hyatt. And the officials say that it's Clay County basketball. So 5:34 mark. Clay County up by two. We have survived the first 2.5 minutes all right. Just need some more points. Kendall on the inbound to Wicks. Lacey with it. Hyatt knocks it away. And they say that Wicks touched it last, so Copper Basin takes it back over. Thomas, we don't have the District 5 or Region 3 superlatives, but you've got to think that junior Alexis Hyatt, averaging 18 points per contest, is amongst some of the best over in this part of the woods.
Pretty sure she was the district MVP. I know she was the region tournament MVP, Hyatt was. And Clay County doing a good job on her so far. She's scoreless. But... I can't see the number, Daniel.
Number 33, Core Kempsey, scores from right block and draws the foul. Foul was called against Garrison, according to the scoreboard. Her first personal, first team foul for Clay County. We're tied up 4-4, and we've got Kempsey at the line shooting for the three-point play the old-fashioned way. First one's way no good. Clark Kendall, the rebound. Claire going to come the other way, the junior. Pass ahead to Wicks. Stacey Wicks dribbles off her foot. And it goes out of bounds. Just got to shake it off.
We got to settle down now. I mean, we can't make these unforced turnovers.
We're trying to go fast right here, I think, because of some of the atmosphere around us. Copper Basin also trying to play fast. And they bounce it ahead to Kempsey. Kempsey shot right block. Good. So Cora Kempsey, she averages 7 points a game. To go with 5 rebounds, she has 4 points already in this one. Kendall left side, bounces to Walden, top of the key. Clay County trailing by 2, 6-4. Walden spins, shoots, does not score. Rebound Kempsey. Kempsey going to dribble it out of there. Copper Basin playing fast. Kempsey attacking the hoop. Garrison knocks it away. Walden picks it up. Hands off to Wicks. Now back to Eads. Ella Eads in control. I'd like to see her drive the hoop here. In a controlled fashion, she does so. Shot misses the mark. Wicks the rebound. And they say she throws it out of bounds, but it was knocked out by Copper Basin.
That was a terrible call. I mean, they blocked the shot.
I don't understand that, but then again, we are deep in the heart of the Cherokee National Forest. Copper Basin on this inbound. Coy Ballou with it. Not a natural ball handler, but the sophomore gets across the timeline. Puts on the brakes, hands off to Deal. Deal travels. They say she doesn't know, and she scores. And Clay County has been doubled up early, 8-4. Copper Basin in front. Eads off the glass. It's good.
Nice shot.
8-6. Now the pressure on the inbound. Clay County to steal. Garrison tipped it to Kendall. Kendall to Walden. Back to Kendall. Claire looks over to Coach Walker. The entire Clay County bench on their feet, cheering on their teammates. And now Ella Eads going to slow it down here and work one-on-one. Uses a Claire Kendall screen. Works to the right. All the way past the defender. It's blocked out of bounds. But it will be Clay County ball this time.
It's a wonder they haven't called down on us. What they did the last
time. They're letting them play. That's for sure. There's a lot of contact on that drive by Ella Eads. She just got to be consistent with it. Keep taking it at them. I don't think they have anybody that can guard her off the bounce.
I agree. Zoe Green checks out. Rodney Akins checks in. Inbound pass to Eads. She's fouled. No whistles blow, though. Walden on the floor for the loose ball. Gets back down. A baseline jumper. Good. Tie ball game.
Yeah.
8-8. 3:30 and Tegan first quarter. Copper Basin High School. Bam! Walden comes up with a steal. Taken back over by Kendra Deal. Deal the other way. A 3-on-1. Oh. Pass behind her back is stolen by Lacey Wicks. Wicks to Garrison. Garrison looking for Walden. Going to keep it herself. Hayden lets everybody catch up now. Throws it to Baylor. Baylor shakes, fakes, kicks to Ella. Three ball left side. No good. Rebound, Kimsey.
All right. We got a good look.
Hey, Coach Jeff Grimes over there. Back-to-back District 5 champions, the Copper Basin Lady Cougars hosting their first ever sectional contest. And, boy, they have turned out over here. What a crowd on hand. Clay County also has traveled well, as we always do, even though we're 3.5 hours from Salina. Akins on the inside. She scores. Junior Riley Akins has come off the bench and has 20% of the points for Copper Basin, 10-8. Lady Cougars in front. Garrison, right side, already has a three-pointer. Deal denies her another chance to shoot. Wicks now with it. She works against Akins, blows, past her to the hoop.
Yeah,
the shot. Coach, they can't stop Eads and Wicks.
No.
No, we haven't had a lot of payoff yet, but we're getting to the hoop.
Yeah.
A steal by Claire Kendall, the junior, with a great defensive effort, and she's fouled. Kendall.
Maybe that's on 21. That's two on her.
And that is two against junior leader Alexis Height. For head coach Jeffrey Grimes, she has to check out.
She hasn't done a whole lot yet, but she probably will if she stays in the game.
Alexis Height, definitely the longest and most athletic of the Lady Cougars. Another long in now. Walden, full court past the Wicks. Shot no good. Garrison, the rebound. Garrison going to put it up. That shot no good. Rebound, Toy Ballou. Ballou works back to the left, tying up Thomas 10-10, 2 minutes left in this first quarter.
Yeah, it just seems like to me, athletically and overall, Clay County's got the advantage in this one. They need to settle down and take advantage of these mismatches they have.
Wicks with a block shot, Eads with the loose ball pickup. Ella the other way, kicks to Halen. Halen, three-pointer left side. No good. Rebound.
Thought that might go.
Sophomore Addison Height. Addison, the younger sister of Alexis. Minute and a half left now in this first quarter. Tied up 10-10. Garrison all over Deal. Deal works to Ballou. Ballou dumps it off down low to Kimsey. Kimsey scores again. Kimsey, the leading scorer for Copper Basin in this first quarter, makes it 12-10. Minute 15 in ticking first quarter.
Yeah, I mean,
Eads bounce past the Wicks. Wicks shot blocked by Ballou, but they say she's fouled. Lacey goes to the line.
You know, we got 33, Kimsey trying to check Ella Eads. That's not going to happen. Eads having her way, driving the paint, coach, and then a nice dump off that time.
Yeah.
Wicks at the line to shoot two. First one's away. Lacey hits the first one there. Went one of two on her last trip to the line. Makes her 2 of 3 on the night. Fourth attempt coming. Second of this trip. It's away. No good. Rebound, Kimsey. The junior, Corey Kimsey, pretty dominant in this first quarter.
Yeah,
for Copper Basin.
They've been killing us on these backdoor cuts.
Sophomore Natalie Smith called for the foul. She has checked into the contest just now. Getting a breather is junior Baylor Walden. Joining Smith on the floor are Garrison, Wiggs, Eads, and Kendall. Now Garrison checks out for the last minute of the first quarter. Freshman Clea Crawford checks in. She was the TDS top performer of that region title game. Came in and gave a good nice spark in the second half for Clay County.
Hold it.
Kimsey misses the jump shot. Rebound Wicks. Lacey puts on the brakes. Gives to Smith. Sophomore point guard Natalie Smith across the timeline. Dishes to Eads. Eads on the drive. Gets
to
the hoop. Scores
on
the glass. We talked about it on the way over here, Thomas. Talked about Ella Eads and Lacey Wicks and their superior athleticism. And here's Wiggs with a takeaway on the inbound shot. No, there's Clay Kendall cleans it up. Rebound and putback. Clay County taking a 4-point lead, or a 3-point lead, 15-12. They have on the scoreboard. 18 seconds and ticking, first quarter. Kimsey across the timeline. Kimsey to the right block, shot up. No good. Natalie Smith picks up her second foul.
Yeah. Played 50 seconds and done fouled twice.
Playing hard. Maybe a pretty good one there. Already about 6 points from right block for junior Corey Kimsey. So now Kimsey's line to shoot two. First one away. Good. I was hoping she was not a good free throw shooter.
It rimmed around a little bit, went in.
Crawford checking out. Garrison checking back in for this offensive possession to end the first quarter. 13.4 on the clock. Second one away. Short. Rebound Ballou. She keeps it alive. Eads knocks it free. Ballou picks it back up. Ballou across court to Kendra Deal. Out of bounds. No. Deal brings it in. Down to 10 seconds. Stops and pops from the top of the key. And drains it. Drains it. 5 seconds left in this opening quarter. Eads to Smith. Smith reverse layup.
Yeah.
Good. As the first quarter ends. A nice bucket by Marilyn Smith. Good assist from junior Ella Eads. A high scoring first quarter sees Clay County with a 1-point lead after the first 8 minutes, 17-16 over Copper Basin.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Class A State Sectional here on the girls' side, where Clay County leads Copper Basin by one, 17-16, headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dawgs scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County being led by Ella Eads. She's got 6 points in the first quarter. Lacey Wicks, 4. Claire Kendall, 2. Haylen Garrison, 3. And Natalie Smith, 2 for the Lady Dawgs. 7 apiece for 2 Lady Cougars, as Kendra Dill and Corey Kimsey both have 7, and Riley Akins 2 for Copper Basin, who trail Clay County by 1, 17-16. This Lady Dawgs scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
Garrison misfire on the deep 3-point tip. About 6 feet back, Coach.
Yeah, a little deep.
She has range, but maybe a little deep on that one. 7:46, 49 mark of this second quarter. Just a reminder, TWSWA mandated audio-only broadcast here. We have had connectivity issues. We also have our live player on DaleHallHorizon.com/listen. Yeah. If you want to go really old school with it, almost always a good, clean audio feed there. And finally, a travel call. Against Copper Basin, Coach Sims, what do you think so far?
Well, up and down, you know, we're getting at it. I just wish we could rebound a little better. Then here on the defensive end, they're getting 3 or 4 shots every time, seems like. But, you know, we're beating them off the dribble pretty bad. Kind of a helter-skelter game.
Ella Eads works the right wing. Clay Kenny up by 1. Wiggs with it, top of the key. She drives, kicks to Garrison. Garrison finds the 3 right side. No good. Rebound Ballou. Garrison hit her first attempt of the contest. She made one sense on a couple repeats after which. Still shot, no good. Rebound in this time as Green and a foul call. So Lacey already with four or five steals.
Well, we get them like that. We need to put them in the hole, though.
Yeah, we just can't get the gimmies to go yet. No. But Clay County may dominate this game on the defensive end.
Ballou with it. Crosses the timeline. A foul. Ella E. runs into it from behind. Ella just got caught in a bad position there. I think the first personal for Ella. Nobody has scored so far. 1 minute gone in this second quarter. Yeah, just a reminder, Copper Basin High School, an NFHS member school. So the NFHS Network has a video broadcast of this game. They have one of those automated cameras up on the wall. I don't know if they have commentary. If you are a subscriber to that, you can pull up their video, have our audio, get the best of both worlds. Copper Basin on the inbound, blue with it, a jump shot from right elbow, and it's good. 18-17. Copper Basin back in front. Ella Eads tries to jump from right elbow. No good. Rebound Ballou. Ballou now starting to show her dominance on the boards. And it's Kimsey who's all the way to the hole. Kimsey no good on that shot. Lacey Weeks the rebound. Full head of steam. Heading to the hoop. Bounce past the Garrison. Shot off left. Yeah. Good. Clay County back in front. 19-18. Lots of lead changes. 6:15 mark, Class A sectional, sweet 16 round. Half of the 16 teams in the state getting eliminated tonight. The other half heading to Wednesday's Class A state tournament at the Murphy Center. Kendra Deal shot up, no good. Got her on rebound. Deal going to circle the wagons out top with a frantic pace. Gives to Ballou. Ballou down low to Green. Green works against Smith, shot up, no good. Natalie, the rebound. On the floor, we've got Smith, Garrison, Walden, Wicks, and Eads. Smith across the timeline, works to the right, into the paint. Nice pass out to Walden, three ball up and away, no good. Zoe Green pulls it in for Copper Basin. 5.5 minute mark, second quarter, 19-18. Lady Dogs up. Blue, left block inside the Green. Green spins, shoots, no good. Rebound Smith. Natalie presses ahead, has Walden in front, pushes it to her. Walden, right side, shot missed.
Forward.
Now Garrison going to send it back from Ballou, but she goes out of bounds. Momentum carried her there, guys. Just a little sloppy there.
I just can't buy one. I mean, that's how many layups
we've missed.
We've missed
enough layups. We should have about an 8 or 10-point lead.
Yeah, to me, I mean, I don't know.
Timeout is taken. We sometimes wait till later, but we're going to do this now. Want to mention our presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. 5:11 mark of this second quarter, Clay County up by one.
Yeah, Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition encourages parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. They say parents should be clear on your stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use. Let your children know you care and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. Parents can go online and get that info at samhsa.gov/marijuana. The project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Daniel, we appreciate them and all of our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. They make all this possible.
Absolutely, and our listeners as well. I'm impressed with the contingency that's made the trip eastward today. From over in Clay County, well represented here. Filled in pretty good, rooting on the girls as they play in this sectional contest. Garrison picks up what I think is her third personal or just second. It is her second.
I say it seems like they call it tied out on the floor, but under the basket, they're letting them kill each other.
Yeah, that's true. Kimsey with it. Kicks outside the blue. High release on that three-pointer. No good. Clark Kendall pulling in the loose ball. Rebound. Outlet pass to Smith. Smith full court pass ahead to Crawford. Crawford in the paint. Shot off the glass. No good. Richmond Kalia Crawford heading to the free throw line. Crawford on the season. 52.4% free throw shooter. 11 of 21 made. She has 70 points on the year. Has knocked down 7 three-pointers. Also 11 assists, 17 steals for Crawford, 14 deflections. She's had a good freshman year.
Yeah, she's been pretty solid.
Missed that first free throw. Seconds away, no good. Walden rebound, power dribble, put back, no good, but she's fouled. Walden now going to go to the line. Banger Walden, 66.2% free throw shooter, averaging 6.2 points per contest. Banger with 187 scored on the year, has pulled down 115 rebounds. Baylor second on the team in rebounds. Of course, Lacey Wicks leads the way with 226. Wicks averaging 7.5 rebounds a contest. And Walden hits the first of her two free throws. Second one's away. Good. Clay County, a three-point lead. Largest of the quarter here. 21-18. Blue in trouble.
Oh,
a takeaway. No. Blue gets it back. Oh, a timeout taken and getting dangerously close to offensive foul territory as Blue is slinging elbows. We'll take timeout with the teams here. 4:29 mark of the second. Clay County up by three.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the girls' state sectional round here at Copper Basin High School, where Clay County leads the Lady Cougars 21-18. Midway through this second quarter, Daniel.
Blue with it in a trap again. Passes ahead to Green. Green kicks outside to the leading scorer, and she knocks it down. Alexis Height finds her first points of the contest, at least her first three-pointer anyway, and we're tied up 21-21.
She ain't played much.
Kendall with it. Drives to the free throw line. She's fouled, but no whistles blow. Kicks it across to Walden. Baylor drives against Blue. Hands off to Crawford now. Kalia with it. Going to hand to her cousin Claire. Claire to Ella. Ella now going to drive. She kicks out to Wicks. Wicks fires the three. No good. Crawford touches it last, and Copper Basin takes over. Copper Basin, a 17-8 squad on the year. They have lost games to Polk County, Fannin County, Georgia twice, Gilmer, Georgia, Sail Creek, Hiawassee Dam, North Carolina, and that's all of them. They're on an 11-game win streak coming into this contest. And Coach Sims, we don't know anything about those out-of-state schools.
No, we don't. Don't know much about the in-state schools.
No, we don't. All we know is we've seen the teams exchange turnovers here. Baylor Walden called for a foul that I assure you she did not commit. 3:43 mark here. And, Thomas, I just think some sloppiness on the part of Clay County, or else we'd be up by 10 points.
Yeah, I'm exactly with you. You know, you see Alexis Hyde enter this ball game and be really the only pure basketball player on the floor for Copper Basin, as they can't get anything to go on the offensive end without her at this point. Clay County, there's no doubt in my mind there's a superior team here. They just need to play like it, Daniel. Settle down. Again, take care advantage of these matchups they have. They don't have anybody that can guard LAE's on the floor.
No.
It's just not possible. Lacey Wicks also dominating, getting to the rim. They just got to make shots. They haven't been able to get anything to go.
Clay County back in possession. Walden, top of the key. Dribbles left. She gets to the hoop. Shots off a glass. No good, but she's fouled. Walden going to go to the line to shoot two. She hit her last two there. Clay County only meeting Copper Basin one other time. That came 21 years ago at Joe Sims Gym in the Class A sectional. Clay County won that game 66-35. So Coach Walker has never met Copper Basin as Walden hits the first free throw. Coach Walker 3-2 in his sectional games. He won in advance to the state tournament in 2021, 22, and 24. The losses came in 18-19 back when we were in District 6, Region 3. Coach Sims, you were 10-4 in these sectional games. Some good memories, no doubt.
Yeah, after we finally won one, we had pretty good success then. When we won 10 out of 11 after we lost the first three.
Copper base and back in possession after Walda makes both free throws and a double dribble call against the Lady Cougars. And just fundamentally, there's some things that they do that aren't very sound.
Right. They've walked and double dribbled a lot.
Of course, the problem is Clay County has been, uncharacteristically unsound as well here. Just some turnovers and things. We've alluded to it several times. Have not taken advantage of some opportunities, but we still enjoy a two-point lead. Walden, shot fake, kicks over to Kendall. Kendall, top of the key, he works back to Walden. On the floor, Eads, who's driving, Ella to the hoop, scores. Just that easy.
Yeah, she can do that every time.
Uncontested layup. 25-21, Ella Eads could take this thing over. The first team All-District 7A player. Eads also a District 7 and Region 4 tournament team member. And again, unsound basketball as the Lady Cougars just dribble out of bounds. Clay County with a chance to build on this four-point lead. 2:25 mark of this second quarter. Eads again, shakes and bakes, drives. Shot up, no good. That time I should have kicked out. Had some Lady Cougars laying in wait there in the middle of the paint. Deal with it. She has it nearly taken away by Jenna Thompson, who is checked in. On the floor with Thompson are Wicks, Walden, Kendall, and Eads. Josie Green, she drives, not Josie Green, that's Zoe Green. Josie Green plays for Ebon Springs. 2:01 mark here of the second. 25-21. The other Region 3-4 matchup happening in Clark Range tonight is Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes play Van Buren County. That game was going to tip at 7 o'clock Central. So I guess we're about 27 minutes from that game getting started. Free throw good by Zoe Green. Back to a single possession three-point game. Green with a second one coming. Shoots. Hits it. 25-23. Kendall ahead to Garrison. Garrison to Eads. Back to Garrison. Garrison, 14-foot jumper. A little short of the mark. Had a good look at it. Just couldn't get it to go. Kendra Deal now passes ahead to Zoe Green. Over to Kimsey. Back to Deal. Takeaway, Lacey Wicks.
Come on, put it
in. Uncontested layup coming, right block. It's good. 27-23. Full court pressure on the inbound. It's Ballou against Wicks. Ballou dribbles behind the back, crosses the timeline, dribbles through the legs, hands it to Deal. Deal defended by Garrison. Deal got past her, and now she's picked up by Kendall. Back in the hands of Green, take away Clark Kendall. Another wide open layup coming. A miss by Clark and a foul on Lacey.
And that puts them on the line.
15 foul of the quarter, as Coach Sims alluded to. Coach, I know Clark would like to have that one back. A tough thing to miss that layup. But a great steal by her to get it down there.
You know, we've got two steals last two trips. Two wide open layups, hit one, miss one.
Kendall, a great defender. Lots of steals and deflections off the rebounds. Good offensive player as well. Just couldn't get that one to go. Ballou at the line misses the first. Thomas, a four-point game, 27-23. Clay County's not been able to stretch by more than this.
No, it's been a tight one throughout. They've midway through the second quarter on, Clay County's had the lead. It's just been by a slim margin, as it's even slimmer now, down to three.
Below hit that second. Clay back in front. 1 minute left in this second quarter. Garrison, left wing. Tries to work into Walden, knocked away. Zoe Green comes up with it. Gives to Kendra Deal. Deal puts on the brakes. Three ball left side. No good. Rebound. Clark Kendall. Kendall works against Kendra Deal. Going to take her to the rack. Shots up. Good. An offensive foul.
That was awesome.
The Clay County faithful. Furious. Clark Kendall, a great play. Another steal, and she hit this layup, and they wipe it off the board.
That was home cooking there.
I don't know where they find the officials at in this neck of the woods. Thomas, we talked about it on the way over here. Geographically, Copper Basin separated by 30 miles from civilization by the Cherokee National Forest and the Ocoee River.
Yeah, they are. And Copper Basin goes coast to coast there, Daniel, but misses the layup.
They used to send the refs from another region. You know, we usually get them out of Knoxville or somewhere, but I don't tell you where these guys are from.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, even in that region tournament the other night, they didn't do that, did they?
No, they were ours in the region.
The official talking to the girls here. Now they inbound. Copper Basin inbound from beneath their own hoop. A foul called on Lacey Wicks. Oh, she's stomping the foot. Better watch it. They might give her a technical.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Clark Kendall comes in, calms her down.
Three on her. Better get her out.
Third personal, and you're right, Lacey needs to come out of the contest. 31 seconds left in this second quarter, and Coach Walker now going to do that, sends Helen Garrison to get the senior.
Miss.
First free throw up and away and no good by Alexis Hyatt. Thompson and Wicks check out. Garrison and Smith check in. Joining Garrison and Smith are Eads, Walden, and Kendall. Hyatt at the line for her second attempt. Away, no good. It is good, rather. Now a two-point game, 27-25. So Clay County with the last possession here, Coach.
Yeah, I'd try to take the last one, I think.
30 seconds and ticking on the inbound. Veteran junior guard, Ella Eads with it. Kicks to sophomore Natalie Smith. Back to Ella. Working against the zone look here.
Passes.
1-2-2.
They're going to pick that one.
10 seconds now on the clock. Eads with it. Presses ahead to Garrison right wing. 5 seconds on the clock. Back to Eads. Yeah. Shot fake. Drive. Dribbles. Kicks to Kendall. Kendall going to drive. Passes. Buzzer sounds. Clay County not able to get a shot off there. First half ends. Clay County does lead by two. 27-25 in the Class A sectional from Copper Basin High School. Stay with us, folks, for the Papa Girl Bunny Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business.
from print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Copper Basin High School here in Copper Hill, Tennessee. Clay County leading Copper Basin 27-25. They're up by two here in the girls' Class A state sectional. And it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macomb Bank and Trust. Been a tight one so far, as the largest lead by either team is 4 points, as Copper Basin got off to a good start. Got Clay County down by four at 8-4. The Lady Dogs responded and led by one, 17-16 at the end of the first quarter, and then outscored Copper Basin, if you want to call it that, 10-9 in the second quarter to lead by two, 27-25. For Copper Basin, Alexis Hyatt held to 4 points in this contest. She's their leading scorer, usually averages about 18. Chloe Blue has 3. Kendra Deal and Corey Kimsey, both with 7 each. They scored all of those in the first quarter. Zoe Green, 2 points for the Lady Cougars, and Riley Akins has 2 for Copper Basin. Clay County, they're being led by Ella Eads. She has 8 points here in the first half. Senior Lacey Wicks with 6. Baylor Walden has 4. Clark Kendall, 2. Haley Garrison, 5. And Natalie Smith, 2 for the Lady Dogs, who lead, but it's a slim one, by 2 points, 27-25 over Copper Basin in the Class A girls sectionals. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macomb Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MacombBankandTrust.com. Macomb Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come here on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including the Subway Trivia Challenge, coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live from Copper Basin High School in the Class A sectional. Clay County trying to get to the state tournament for the fourth time in five seasons. They lead 27-25 at the break here on the Papa Girl Body Shop Halftime Show. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. I had one trivia question wrote up, but after asking it to about four people earlier today, I decided it was probably too hard. So I wrote another one. We might cycle around to the other one, depending on how it goes. Here's tonight's initial trivia challenge question. Before this game, the only time that the Lady Dogs had played Copper Basin was in the 2004 when the Lady Cougars came to Joe Sims Gym for the state sectional. Clay County won 66-35 to advance to their ninth state tournament in 13 seasons. In that sub-state win, one Lady Dog recorded five steals. We'll read that again. Before tonight, the only time that the Lady Dogs had played Copper Basin was in 2004 when the Lady Cougars came to Joe Sims Gym for the state sectional. Clay County won 66-35 to advance to their ninth state tournament in 13 seasons. In that sub-state win, one Lady Dog recorded five steals. If you think you know the answer to that, please send in your guesses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Hopefully, we have enough service to receive answers here in this gym. I know we've had some technical difficulty. Melissa White gets an Amber Strong, Amber a senior on that squad. Incorrect. Teresa Thompson guesses Megan Hamilton. John Weaver also guessing Megan Hamilton. She was gone. 1 year graduated. She was a senior in 2003. Fell in that tough region semifinal to Friendship Christian in 03. Melanie Likens guesses Amber Strong. Melanie had been on a hot streak. She had won two in the postseason, but misfires on that one. Incorrect on Amber Strong. Deanna Dawson being guessed by my mom, Linda Strong. And that great class of 03 was already gone. Mallory Walker, Holly Wright, Deanna, Megan, all of that group was 1 year graduated in 04. So keep in those answers. Our guess is coming. Second half is underway. Copper Basin works at the hoop now to our right. Clay County the hoop to our left during this second half. Melissa White guessing Polly Herman. Oh, we've got a correct answer. Not on the Polly Herman one. I'm sorry if I mishandled the way I said that, Miss White. Polly Herman, recent Clay County Sports Hall of Fame inductee. She was a junior that year, but incorrect. The correct answer, another junior, it was Brooke Smith Wicks, mother of Lacey Wicks, who's playing in this one and has multiple steals. Not sure who had that bucket. Thomas, who'd you identify?
Zoe Green for Copper Basin. Knocks it up at 27.
27-27, Clay County in possession. LAE's three-pointer knocks it down. Right corner. So congratulations to Melanie. She's racking it up. Got a Subway certificate for each of her three children at this point. She'll be watching the mail for a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. 30-29, Clay with 1 point lead. I would love to ask that other question at some point. Hopefully, we might have a chance later. Walden with it for Clay County. Black, purple, and gold up by one. Now Eads. Ella kicks to Garrison. Garrison, three ball right corner, no good. Rebound, Kendra Deal. Deal passes ahead to Kimsey. Kimsey drives the right side of the lane, puts on the brakes, jumper in the paint, good. Copper Basin back in front by one. 6:15 and ticking third quarter.
You see Copper Basin has gone to a zone, Coach.
Do what?
Zone defense.
That's what they did for the half. 1-2-2.
Walden with it, left corner. Dribbles out, gives to Smith. Natalie drives. Free throw range jumper good. Banks it off the glass. Nice shot by the sophomore. Puts Clay Kenny back in front by one, 32-31. I missed what happened. Walden knocked it out of bounds.
They threw it away.
Oh, that's great. Even better. Clay County basketball. Now they talk about it. Yes, Clay County ball. All right. Clay County a chance to build on this one-point lead, 32-31. Smith going to inbound it, joining Natalie on the floor. L.A.E. telling Garrison, Michael Walden and Clark Kendall. Smith with it. Bounces into Garrison. Garrison to Kendall. Three ball, no good off the glass. Rebound, Joy Green. Copper Basin works to the right. Lady Cougars trailing by one here at home. The first time they've ever hosted a sectional contest. They are the District 5 and Region 3 champions. 17-8 record on the year. Clay County a 16-14 record. Kempsey gives to Green. Green three-pointer. Good. Zoe Green.
Hey, missed the shot, I don't think.
They are shooting good.
Ever tripped down, they scored.
Head coach Jeffrey Grimes cheering his team on here. Applauding their efforts as they take a two-point lead. A huge turnout for this hometown crowd. Garrison, three-pointer in there, but it came rattling out. No good. Nice rebound by McKendall. Gives Clay County a second chance on this possession. Walden with it right wing. Kicks to Smith. Smith inside to Kendall. Clark back out to Natalie. Natalie going to drive. Loses the handle.
Wow.
It was knocked loose. Ballou picks it up. Passes ahead to Kempsey. Kempsey loses the handle. Regathers. Gives to Green. Bounces inside to Hyatt. Hyatt shot no good. Rebound L.A.E. Della going to press the issue one-on-one against Zoe Green. Left-handed layup no good. She falls down. The whistles blow. Walden the rebound. She's fouled by Ballou.
Good.
Baylor making her third or fourth trip now to the free throw line. She's hit several from there. About three of them, I suspect. Three out of four, maybe.
Yeah, Clay County starting this second half with Lacey Wicks on the bench. You may have mentioned that. She got picked up for three fouls in the first half, Daniel. And you're right, Walden, five for five now at the free throw line after that one.
Beautiful. Yeah, we had talked about who was on the floor. I didn't really notice. That Lacey was not amongst the names I called.
Yeah, she picked up that third foul right before halftime. And I guess Matt sprayed the center back out.
Walden misfires on that second free throw. 34-33. Clay trails by one. Hyatt with it. Left block. Gives to Blue. Blue inside the Green. Green shot up. No good. Rebound Kempsey. Kempsey now going to be fouled on the floor by Walden. And the Clay County faithful despising that call. One in particular out here screaming off to my left. 4:15 mark on the inbound. Kempsey misses the shot. Clark Kendall blocks it. Garrison comes up with a loose ball. Works to Walden. Walden works to the left now across the timeline. Presses ahead to Eads. Eads shot fake. Circles inside. Shut up. Then she's fouled. Shot was no good. Ella going to the line. Biggest lead of this contest, I think, was maybe 5 points early in it. 4 points. It's been tight throughout, Coach Sims.
Yeah, we got up 4 or 5 a couple times.
Ella misses that first free throw. Of course, Eads on the season. A 76% free throw shooter. 2nd one's away. Good. Halfway through this third quarter. Tie ball game, 34-34. These Class A sectionals have a way of being close. We were revisiting two of the most recent ones on the way over here, Van Buren County last year, and Whipple back in 2022. Both of those, very, very close games. Only Clay County wins by about 4 to 5 points, each of them. Ballou misses her shot. Deal comes up with the rebound, dishes it back to Ballou. Her shot no good. Garrison going in there amongst the trees and pulling down the rebound. Garrison, the shortest player on the court. She's going to drive into the paint. Hyatt knocks her pass away. She was trying to pass to her classmate Smith. Hyatt come from behind and knocked it away. Kempsey picks it up, gives to Ballou. Inside to Hyatt, who's posted up against Smith. Natalie blocks the shot. Walden comes up with a loose ball. Coach, Clay County's played good defense.
Yeah.
We have just not played, we've scored 34 points here,
I just feel like we should be up by, well, you know, 10, 15 points.
It feels like it. You know, we've missed a lot of layups and turned it over some. It's not been real clean.
I guess when you're playing in the Class A sectional, you're just happy to be here and glad that it's tied up 34-34 at the 2:59 mark of the third.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Copper Basin High School for the Class A Girls State Sectional. We're knotted at 34. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter between Clay County and Copper Basin. Daniel, you missed that. 4 points. Largest lead for either team. It's been back and forth all night long. This is what it should be, I guess. Tied.
Absolutely. Even going back to the prior substates before that. Eagleville, Moore County, both tight losses. And the other one, we led at Huntland. Foul on the floor. They're going to wave that basket off that he just made. And that's been part of it. We've talked about it. It feels like Clay should be up 10-15. A lot of it's, you know, calls not made against Copper Basin, calls like that that kind of took an annual opportunity off the board for us. Not saying any of them's wrong, but just the timing of some of the calls have kept the momentum from building. Inbound for Clay County. Garrison in the corner. Bounces inside to Eads, who's posted up.
That's
and she's going to be tied up by Blue. Kicks out to Garrison. Three ball. No good. Halen hit her first, but has not found the mark since. Wiggs knocks the ball out of bounds, and Copper Basin will inbound from the sideline. But, yeah, that Huntland game, we led by 25, but it ended up being a single-digit
win.
We got
like 2 points at one time.
Yeah. So these Class A sectionals recently have had a way of being close. Ballou misses the shot. Rebound Wicks. Of course, 21 years ago, it was Lacey's mom, Brooke Smith Wicks, who had 5 steals in that Class A sectional win against Copper Basin. Inside at Joe Sims' gym, and now her daughter trying to knock off Lady Cougars is Baylor Walden. Dives baseline and puts in the bucket. 36-34. Kendra Deal loses the handle. They bail her out with a foul call. They say Garrison reached in and knocked the arm. Perhaps she did. Minute 52 now left in this third quarter. Third personal on Halen. Lacey also with 3. Clay County's boys in sectional action Monday night at Chat Prep. Lacey Wicks gets her 4th personal. And just a trashy call.
Well, you can't let somebody right on the go get position on you like that.
No, that's right, Coach. Shouldn't have never been in position until I got in the foul. Ballou now going to shoot 2. First one's away, no good. Clay up by 2, fortunately. 36-34. Wicks goes to the bench with 4 personals. Very similar to Clay County's boys over in that region title game. Against Pickett County, Livingston Academy, Lance Burchett and Norman Adams both had to play a long time with 4 personals. Hayden Adams as well. All 3 had to adapt what they were doing. Clay County going to have to do that here. Some of our girls get into foul trouble. Eads no good on the 3-pointer. Knocked out of bounds by Hart, but they give it to the Lady Cougars anyway.
I guess I don't believe he's made a good call than that. A right call.
At least from our vantage point, he hadn't. And it's Smith now working against Ballou.
Ballou
leads her way across the timeline using the elbow and forearm to press separation. Kendra Deal works to the right wing with it. Pass inside, knocked away by Kendall, picked up by Smith. Natalie now quickly into the front court, working off to the left, kicks out to Garrison. Garrison, 3-pointer, no good. Cannot buy one.
Man, she just get one to fall.
Yes. Garrison, an outstanding shooter, but has struggled the last 2 games. And now here's a big 3-pointer by Alexis Hyatt. She knocks down a 3 for Copper Basin. Garrison on the season has hit 77 3-pointers, making 78 with the one she has today. That's good enough to tie Taylor Strong, second all time in a single season. Ella Eads on the bucket, baseline round. But Garrison having trouble finding her mark today. 40 seconds left in this third quarter. Tied up, coach, 38 off.
Yeah, need to stop.
Blue with it, right wing, defended by Eads.
He walked.
Several travels have went on in this one that have not been called. But now that may just be the way it is over here in District 5. They may get an extra step. Akins with it. Gives to Height. Height now letting time tick down. Well defended by Kendall. Clara all over. Height averages 18 points a game, but she's having trouble against this Clay County defense. No five-second counts over here either. You're low, Steph, and again, they bail her out with a call. Haley Garrison going to go to the line. Fourth personal. Thomas, it was you who was getting rankled in that boys' region title game. You may have to iron out my rankles here in this one.
Yeah, both Lacey Wicks and Haley Garrison were four each in this game, guys. Four fouls as she stood there with her hands straight up.
Did she move her feet even?
I don't think so.
Kendra Deal hits the free throw at the line. 39-38. Now, don't misunderstand some of our comments. We're not saying that the officials are determining the outcome of this game or nothing. We just got to adapt to it. Deal hits them both. Puts Copper Basin up by two. Desperation three at the buzzer. Cannot find its mark. After three quarters here at Copper Basin High School, it's the Lady Cougars 40, Clay County 38.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
8 minutes to play here in the girls' Class A state sectional at Copper Basin High School, where they lead Clay County 40-38, headed into the fourth and final quarter. And this time for your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company for Clay County, being led by Ella Eads, into double figures with 14 points. Lacey Wicks, Baylor Walden both with six. Mark Kendall has two. Haylen Garrison, five. Natalie Smith, four. No Lady Cougar in the double figures. Two with nine, Kendra Dill and Cora Kimsey. And then Alexis Height, 7 points. Coley Ballou, six. Joey Green, seven. And Riley Akins, two for Copper Basin. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Better Walden, a look inside, missed the shot. Copper Basin comes the other way, loses the handle. They can't take him back over. Coach, we've had several point-blank shots, but just not able to hit.
You think that one would have went. I mean, she's pretty much open.
Again, the big story, two Clay County players with four fouls. Haylen Garrison still out there with her four. Lacey Wicks on the bench with hers.
On the floor with Garrison, Smith, Kendall, Walden, and Eads. Baseline drive, gets past Blue, jump stop shot, no good. Another of those good looks that just did not go. 40-38, Copper Basin with a two-point lead and a chance to extend. Kendra Deal, top of the key, uses a blue screen, works to Kimsey. Kimsey pushes off, works to the left. Bounce pass inside, not cleanly handled, and it's taken away. Kendall deflected it. Garrison picked it up. Gives to Eads. Eads all the way to the right block. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound, Ballou. Ballou has it knocked away by Smith. Regathers. Gets to Kimsey. Kimsey to Hyde. Hyde scores. Copper Basin up by four. Coach Walker wants a timeout. 42-38. Copper Basin leads. 6:49 mark of this fourth quarter.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Class A Girls State Sectional. Here at Copper Basin, they're up by four, 42-38 over Clay County. 6:49 to go, Daniel. 42-38.
Garrison, Walden, Kendall, Wicks, and Eads. Original five starters. Garrison right side. Kicks to Kendall. Inside to Wicks. Back out to Halen. Now to Clare. Clare to Baylor. Baylor at the left corner. Across to Halen. Back now to Clare. 6:20 and ticking. Garrison cross court to Walden. Knocked out of bounds by Kempsey. Long pass with a lot of air under it. Clay County inbound right in front of us as we sit atop the visiting bleachers here at the home of the Cougars and Lady Cougars, Copper Basin High School. Eads in the corner. Walden now at the block. Cross to Garrison. Garrison three-pointer left side. No good. Rebound Ballou. Ballou out it pass ahead to Hyde. Hyde going to lay it in right side. Good. Biggest lead of the night. Copper Basin 44. Clay County 38. Plenty of time left, but Clay County just needs to get a bucket.
Make a shot, you know.
Wicks to the hoop. Shoes foul. Goes to the line for an and-one opportunity after making the bucket. Lacey has been neutralized with foul trouble. She's playing with four. And now to see her again at the free throw line with a chance to make this thing a three-point game. Shots away. No good. Below the rebound. Works out to Deal. Deal across the timeline defended by Garrison. Back to Ballou. Ballou going to drive. Dumps it down to Akins. Akins shot block. Bella Eads, but Ella called for the foul.
Nice Eads. Play by Eads right there. Basically just went up for the block and grabbed the ball with two hands.
Why was that a foul?
Pretty clean.
I don't know. Well, the guy made the call. They ain't got one right all night. So.
Well, at least he's consistent, I guess.
Yeah, he's consistently bad, that's for sure.
Free throw missed by Akins, third personal on Ella. Garrison and Wicks already playing with four. 5:36 mark up this fourth and final quarter. Akins hits that one, guided it in. Up by five, 45-40. Garrison across the timeline, presses the Eads in the corner. Ella drives, kicks back to Haven. Hyatt knocks it out of bounds.
The key to this is getting it to Lacey Wicks at the free throw line. You know, we haven't been able to get it to her there, and they're not really sagging down on her, Coach.
Yeah. I don't really know what to...
Walden, three ball right corner. No good. Clay County only with two made three-pointers in this contest.
We need to stop.
One from Garrison, one from Eads, I believe. Ballou, she fires a three, knocks it down. Timeout taken by Clay County. Listen to this crowd. Copper Basin surges ahead by 8 points. Coach Sims, 5:04 left in this contest. Clay County just needing to settle down. Turn yourself on.
We got to make some shots. I mean, we're getting good looks. Shot a bunch of threes. We hadn't scored, but what, 3 points this quarter? Two? Something like that? You know, they come down.
Yeah, Copper Basin.
Beat us down to
Copper Basin's outscored us 8-2 to start the fourth.
Come down, hit the three, and you know, they get it inside a couple times. We didn't guard her very much. Got one in transition. We just need to make it hard on them to score. And, you know, we got 5 minutes to hit some shots. Not, it's going to be over.
Got to play with some confidence here, 5-0-4.
They're playing that 1-2-2. I mean, we're getting hooks out the floor, you know.
Just not getting them to go.
Can't hit one.
Five oh four is Walden works it in the Garrison. Halen gonna come across the timeline. Line up rounded out by Wiggs, Kendall, and Eads. Clare now back to Halen. Halen inside to Lacey. Lacey to the hoop. Scores. You call for it, Thomas.
We needed that. Now we need
6 points the difference. 4:45 and ticking. Blue defended by Kendall. Clare has won that matchup several times tonight. Pass the deal, knocked away by Garrison, going to be picked up by Akins. Now deal with it, left side, shots wild off the glass, cleaned up by Height.
Yeah, got lucky there. I mean,
Height with the bucket, basing up by 8. Garrison to Kendall, Clare left wing, back to Halen. Halen dribbles top of the key, gives to Ella. Ella shot faking a drive, lays it off the glass, good. Back
to
a
scoring now, we just need some stops.
Back to a 6-point game. 50-44, nearing the midway point of this fourth quarter. Winners go to the glass house for Wednesday's 12:45 game. Losers are done. Deal shot no good. Walden the rebound. Pivots out of there. Presses ahead to Garrison. Garrison stops, shoots, has it knocked away by Kimsey from behind, saved by Ballou.
That's luck right there. I mean, bad luck for us.
Kimsey inside the Hyde. Hyde going to be fouled. They say by Ella Eads. Fourth personal against Ella. So Garrison, Wicks, and Eads all with four fouls. 3:42 left in this contest. This time now starts to get shorter on the back half of this quarter.
Well, we're going to start losing players too. Three of them with four fouls.
Hyde good on the free throw. A second attempt coming. It's away, also good. 8-point game, 52-44. Plenty of time. Got to have points. Got to have stops, though. Garrison tries the three. Too strong. Deal pulls in the rebound. Wicks takes it back away. Gets it to Walden. Baylor now, second chance opportunity. Gives to Garrison. Bounce back inside to Walden. Baylor going to back out, swing to Halen. Now Kendall. Clare going to try the three. No good. Rebound Kendra Deal. Clay County has had looks. They simply have not made shots. Blue passes it to Hyde. Hyde shot blocked by Eads, and she expires. Fifth foul. Some atrocious officiating here in this Class A sectional game. Once again, I'm not saying that if Clay County loses, it'll be because of officials, but the officiating has not been good.
No, it's not, but we hadn't played real well. We got shot the ball good. We've been sloppy. It seemed like all the breaks just went to them this last quarter. We hit a ball, and you know, lock it loose, they ended up getting a layup out of it somehow. It's happened several times already.
Leading scorer, Alexis Hyde at the line, averages 18.4 points per contest, shooting two free throws to make this a 10-point game. Hits the first one. Second one fixed to be released. I think she's perfect from the free throw line, except for one miss maybe.
Yeah, and she's shooting for her average, Daniel.
Yeah, she didn't play much the first half.
Had those two quick fouls. Misses the second one. So a 9-point game, 3:04 there. Walker trying to win his fourth sectional contest here. Smith, Walden, Garrison, Kendall, and Wicks. Natalie with it, gives to Garrison, Garrison to Walden. Back out to Natalie, Natalie at right wing. Passes over towards Halen, and it's knocked out of bounds into the Clay County bench by Kendra Deal. Garrison will inbound. Actually, Walden going to inbound in front of the Clay County bench. 2:50 mark of the fourth quarter. Ella Eads is fouled out. She is gone. Garrison, three ball left side. No good. Rebound Kimsey. And now you may see Copper Basin going into a bit of a stall. Timeout taken. Full timeout. We'll take it with them. 2:35 mark of the fourth. Copper Basin leads by nine.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Class A sectional round here for the girls, where Copper Basin leads Clay County 53-44, 2:35 left in this one. This broadcast, of course, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County gets a turnover there. A good defensive play by the sophomore, Jenna Thompson.
Yeah, came right in and got the steal. And now she checks out. Garrison going to come in, so we may see Thompson Garrison swapping offense-defense here. 2.5 minutes, of course, Garrison playing with four personals. And Thompson wanted for that length, athleticism, and grit of her defensive play. Got that big steal. Clay County now needs to do it now. Need to cut into this 9-point lead immediately.
Yeah, we 2:20
and ticking. Kendall to Smith. Natalie back to Clare. Clare to Baylor. Baylor left wing. Out to Smith. Now inside the wings. Lacey drives, shoots, scores. Got it to her at the high post and let her drive. Now we need a turnover. Blue with it. Shoves off. But, it's not a big blatant shove off. She's been allowed to do it all night. And now Wicks going to foul out. Lacey going to expire. So we see the two most seasoned, veteran, experienced players on Clay County squad neutralized on the bench. They have found out senior Lacey Wicks and junior Ella Eads. We have a cast now of girls out here kind of for the first time. Eads and Wicks, the starters last year that returned. All five players did not start in last year's sectional. Now Deal on the travel. No whistles blow, though. So a minute 40 left, so Clay County going to have to foul or try to get a steal. That's what they're doing. Blue with it. Gets to Kendra Deal. Deal down low to Hyde. Hyde across to Kimsey. Kimsey misses the shot. Got her on rebound. Kimsey now going to be called for a jump ball. As Jenna Thompson ties her up for it. On the floor, Baylor Walden, Claire Kendall, Jenna Thompson, Natalie Smith, and Haylen Garrison. Possession arrow favors Copper Basin. They'll inbound. Minute 27 left here. 7 points the difference. High drives, misses. Garrison rebounds. Minute 20 left. Haylen going to come across the timeline, puts on the brakes. Now she hits the gas again. Shoots, and I don't know if it was blocked. It did not come close to the rim. Blue comes up with it, gives to Hyde. Hyde scores. Copper Basin may have just put the nail in the coffin here. 1 minute left. Basin up by nine. Garrison right wing. Shoots the three. No good. Walden the rebound. Put back no good. Baylor again regathers. Steps out, gets to Kendall. Clay County going to have to shoot. Kendall does so from the free throw line. No good. Walden the rebound. Baylor knocked to the floor. Clock stops with 46.9 seconds left. That's only the second team foul of the quarter against Basin. So Clay will inbound. They're working in the wild and now to Kendall. Carr going to shoot left wing. Wow. Hits it. Three-pointer good. Timeout taken. 41.3 seconds on this clock. It is a full timeout. We'll play one ad and come right back here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Welcome back to the Class A Girls Sectional here at Copper Basin High School. This broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Clay County Trails, but just by six. But time getting short, Daniel. 41.3 seconds.
Honor their loved ones. It's 55-49
in favor of Copper Basin.
But they continue to do so with people just like
them. Yeah, Clay County, you had some good looks there. Finally got the Clark Kendall three-pointer to go left side. But going to have to get a steal quickly here. On this inbound.
Yeah, we've got to get a steal and score, get another steal and score.
Uphill battle. In a game that has felt like an uphill battle the majority of the day. Copper Basin the inbound. Green works it into Blue. Blue being defended by Clea Crawford, and a foul going to be called on Crawford. Only the third team foul, so it'll take two more. Fouls on the floor.
No, that's five.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at Copper Basin. That is the fifth team foul. So Blue will go to the line to shoot two. Basin up by six. Garrison waits at the score table to check in. On the floor, Crawford, Thompson, Kendall, Walden, and Smith. Blue's first one's away. No good. Wicks and Eads have fouled out. So Halen going to come in. Jenna going to check out. Clea Crawford sets up shop in the right corner. She's a threat from behind the arc on the offensive end. Blue with a second free throw. It's good. So now Coach Grimes takes a full timeout once again. We'll go to break. Play an ad and come back. 37 and a half seconds left. Copper Basin up by seven.
And their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinasouthernrehab.com.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Back here live, Crawford with it, drives in, kicks out to Smith. Smith, three-pointer away. No good. Rebound, Ballou. 20 seconds. Foul call. Copper Basin on their way, it looks like, to the state tournament for the first time ever.
Yeah, and you got to credit the Cougars. They made the shots when they needed to down the stretch here in the fourth quarter to put this one away pretty much as they go to the line to try to for sure do so, Daniel.
Alexis Hyatt misses the first. 21.7 seconds left. Clay trailing by seven. That's a three-possession game. Now they trail by eight. Walden works it into Smith. Now they cross the timeline. Gives to Baylor. Now to Kendall. We got to shoot. 15 seconds and ticking. Step back three by Natalie. No good. Rebound Ballou. This one's going to go final.
Ooh, foul in that.
Clay County has made a long trip to cover base to foul here in the Class A sectional, 57-49. Cover Basin is heading to the glass house for the first time in their history. Congratulations to them. A feeling that Coach Sims and the Lady Dogs had back in 1992. I know it's a good one. Cover Basin with the win today. 57-49, the final. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show, Clay County season ends here in the Class A sectional contest. 16-15, the final record of the squad this year. Final score, Copper Basin 57, Clay County 49. We're going to go ahead and get into the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Yeah, very close first half here throughout as the largest lead was Copper Basin by four midway through the second quarter. Clay County flipped the script, went up by four midway. I'm sorry, that was early on. Midway through the first, Copper Basin led by four. Clay County led by four midway through the second. And then we were still up by two at the break, Coach, and really didn't play a very good half of basketball.
No, we didn't. We got outscored four in the third quarter. We kind of hung with them, but the last quarter, we couldn't throw one in the ocean, and they were getting really good shots. They got a couple of steals and beat us down the floor and hit a three. It seemed like all the breaks went their way, and next thing you know, we're down six and eight and nine, and just wasn't meant to be, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with you. Clay County outscored 15-11 in the third, Daniel, 17-11 down the stretch in the fourth. And, you know, wasn't it? We weren't getting some looks. We got a lot of looks that we usually make. Just couldn't get them to go.
Yeah. Well, we got shots. You know, it wasn't because we didn't get shots. We just missed them. We had threes and we had layups. I bet we missed, for the game, we probably missed seven or eight layups. It would have easily been the difference in the game. We just make all them, but... You know, you don't make all your shots, but it'd be nice if we had, you know.
Yeah, and another big factor late there, Daniel, it was already an 8-point game, but really without LAEs, without Lacey Wicks, you're going to come back from that deficit, and Clay County just couldn't overcome the loss of them when they fouled out.
No, you know, very similar to that boys' region title game. Whenever Hayden and Nolan had fouled out and down two starters, it just makes it tough. You know, especially when you're not crazy deep anyway. But like Coach Sims said, you know, shots were there. Just didn't get them tonight. And, hey, you know, that's okay. Life goes on, and a good season was had by Clay County. And it just wasn't meant to be tonight. This is something the returners will build on and use as motivation for next year to try to get beyond this round.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then you see some players coming on down the stretch. For Copper Basin, we talked about Alexis Hyatt, 21. She averages 18. She got it tonight. 18. She only had four in the first half. Seven heading into the fourth quarter. So scored 11 down the stretch. I thought she was a difference for the Lady Cougars.
She kind of took the game over there in the last quarter. She got a couple of gimmies, you know. But now, you know, she was in there battling, and we fouled her a few times. But she was quite a difference in the game in that fourth quarter. She's a good player.
Paloi Blue also adding double figures with 10 points. Kendra Deal and Cora Kimsey, who got off to fast start, 7 points in the first quarter for each of those, just finished with nine, so did a better job on them down the stretch. Zoe Green had seven, and Riley Akins, three. So pretty good point total out of the Lady Cougars.
Well, it was, and you mentioned Blue. She was the one that was averaging 9.8 rebounds coming into this contest. Kimsey averaging five. I think both of them went beyond their averages. You know, so Blue ended up with a double-double unofficially for sure. And, you know, she She made a big difference in this game with those rebounds.
For Clay County, Natalie Smith, 4. Halen Garrison, just 5 points tonight, 1 3-pointer. That was a big difference. You know, just shots she normally makes, just couldn't get them to go. Clark Kendall, 5 points in the ball game, knocked down 1 3. We saw Baylor Walden, 6 points tonight, 2 in the double figures. Ella Eads led the way with 16 before she fouled out. And then Lacey Wicks, a nice game in her career, the finale of her career, 12 points tonight, and really affected this game when she got to play in it. Was in foul trouble early in the first quarter and also late, Daniel. So, again, Clay County just really couldn't get shots to go late, had those opportunities. I said it in the first half, and I still believe it. I think Clay County was a superior team here tonight. Just didn't put up a performance to reflect that, and couldn't get it done, Coach Sims.
Yeah, we didn't play like we had toward the end of the year and up to the Clark Range game. Yeah, I don't know. It's, of course, go back and say, you know, this team still, they far surpassed what we expected of them. You know, it's disappointing to lose and your season to be over, but you know, they've had a really good year. You know, I said it before, you know, I didn't know if they'd win 10 games or not. And they ended up, you know, runner-up in the district, beat Clark Range 3 times, runner-up in the region, you know, get to play in the sub-state. They ain't got nothing to be ashamed of, but they definitely could have played better tonight. You know, if we'd have played like we did against Jackson County at home and those Clark Range games, and, you know, I think we'd beat this bunch pretty good. But didn't happen. You know, it's the way basketball goes sometimes.
That's right. Folks, that's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Cole Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Bonnie Stabog Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out more at EaglePanelsOfTN.com. Eagle Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. We'll go ahead now and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. Thomas kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier there when he was talking about Lacey Wicks and the impact she had in this game during her final contest as a Clay County Lady Bulldog. She had a very good career, a multi-year starter, started on last year's squad as a junior that ended up going down with a 22-11 record and was an Elite 8 team, played in the state quarterfinals. Her sophomore year came off the bench and was a strong member of that 2023 team that had a 25-6 record. She played some great basketball in her time, a co-defensive 7, defensive MVP. And in this game tonight, as we said, almost every game she's ever been on the floor for in her career, when she's out there, she's the best athlete on the floor. Running, jumping, just unparalleled. Came up with a ton of steals, had a lot of points, and I'm going to miss her. She's an outstanding young lady who handles herself well. And as a current administrator at Clay County High School, I'm just very proud of her and how she's represented her school, including during the game tonight.
Coach Sims, your thoughts on Lacey Wicks?
I just like Daniel said, you know, she's a quiet girl. It's since I quit coaching, you know, some of these kids I can kind of get acquainted with and talk to. Now, it took a while to kind of warm up to her because it's just her personality. But now I think we're on a speaking, talking basis now. I think, but, yeah, she's not a great scorer for the most part. But like Daniel said, she's probably the best athlete on the floor all the time. And but if she can score, it's not that she can't. She kind of kept us in the game right there in the last quarter. You know, she made 2 or 3 drives and scored. Good rebounder. You know, just a good player. You know, we're going to miss her next year. I hope, you know, I wish her well in whatever she does. I assume she's going to go to school. But, you know, it's good to have kids like her on your team. You know, that's the ones that you kind of, you know, grow fond of, you know, over the years as you coach them. That's the thing that I always liked really about coaching was the relationships that you develop with the players, you know, and she's one that, like I said, she's played hard. You know, she didn't get to play a lot earlier in her career, a little, but every year she's got better, you know. And this year, you know, she's been one of the, she made first team all district, so everybody else thinks she's pretty good too, so. She's had a good career. I congratulate her on it.
Yeah, finishes her career with a cool dozen, as I like to say, 12 points tonight. We don't have rebound numbers, but she had several of those and several steals. And Lacey Wicks, just like Coach said, improved not just each year, but almost every game.
Yeah.
We saw her kind of step it up offensively, knocking down outside shots. And then here of late, we've seen her grab the ball at the free throw line or in a half-court offense, Coach, and attack the rim.
Yeah, that's what she did in the fourth quarter tonight. They was running that, I used to call it a spread offense, two out front, one in each corner, one high. We get to her high, and she just beat them off the dribble. She did it two or three times and kind of kept the game within striking distance, you know. But unfortunately, we didn't get to strike enough.
No doubt. But, yeah, she's one that sets an example, like Coach Sims says, and just been a pleasure to follow here on the Horizon Sports Network. She may have gotten us excited more than any player throughout this season, Daniel.
Yeah, and has for years now. Lacey never touched the floor when she didn't give everything that she had while she was out there. And that's all you can ever ask anybody. Always hustling, always giving it her all. Tonight's TDS top performer, Lacey Wicks, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Like Coach Sims said earlier, you know, always disappointing and sad to lose. We had high hopes of going on to Wednesday's state tournament, but proud of these girls and Coach Walker. I think if we're being honest, you know, with ourselves, exceeded expectations this year, getting into this sectional game, and look forward to seeing them return. I've said many times this is kind of a multi-year process here with Lacey being the only senior. This team's coming back. 80% of our starting lineup's returning. 100% of our time off the bench is returning. Lacey's the only senior. Clay County stands in great position to put together a much stronger season next year, even than this year. And to say that they're going to have a stronger season than a season that ended in sectional play, it's a pretty good statement.
It is. Like I said, none of us, I don't think, expect to be this far, you know, at the start of the year. They've done well to get this far. You know, it'd be nice if we still don't have much of a post game. You know, I really hope we can develop the Scott girl. She's the only one that's got a little height that looks to me like more of a pure post player than anybody we've got. You know, we're just kind of having to do the best we can down there now. Bader plays down there, but she's really not tall enough. I think she's better out the floor. But, you know, a summer of practice and playing 20, 25 games ought to really help. You know, hopefully we'll come back better next year.
Absolutely. Of course, we're not done with basketball on the Horizon Sports Network Monday night. Going to make the trip to Chattanooga. Coach Edwards and his squad going to take on the defending state champion Chattanooga Prep. Don't know what the other Trojans are now. Sentinels. I knew it was something like that. The Chat Prep Sentinels down there in downtown Chattanooga. So, once again, that'll be an Eastern start time, 7 o'clock Eastern. So the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show will go on air at 5:40-ish Central time.
It will. Looking forward to that one for sure. And I want to take a moment to thank Coach Sims for being on air with us 8 straight year.
Yep.
He's been alongside us, Coach, and it's just a pleasure to have a legend like you to bring all the knowledge that you've had over your career. And
I enjoy doing it. If I didn't, I wouldn't come up here and do it. But I enjoy being with y'all and talking about it. Maybe I can add a little to it, hopefully.
Well, if you're like us, it's just a way to stay in the game, Coach.
Yeah, well, I'd be here regardless, so I might as well be talking about it if I wasn't.
Well, somebody, Doug Strong, before we went on air, said somebody asked if Mr. Sims was coming. He said, are you kidding? If the Lady Dogs are playing in the sub-state, it may be in Alaska. Joe Sims is going.
He's not
going to see his team, not go see his team take the floor for a chance to go to the state tournament. So,
Brady Burchett's mama last year, 4-1. I said, now you got to realize my blood runs black. I said, Lady Dogs there. I said, I'm part of it. I don't care if I'm 100 or right now or whatever. You know, I got too much blood, sweat, and tears in them to just give up.
Absolutely. Well, you know, whenever somebody gets to the status where their name is synonymous with a program and with something, that's when you are at that legend status. And that's what it is for Joe Sims and Lady Bulldog basketball. That wraps up the season for Matt Walker and the girls. We're proud of them. We were glad we were here and able to cover it. We thank you for tuning in and listening. We thank our sponsors for making it all possible. Tune in Monday night when we get set for boys Class A sectional action. For Joe Sims and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.